Since my partner and I are both Episcopal priests, the professional competition in our house is sometimes pretty fierce. Usually friendly, but pretty fierce. Now, a couple of months ago, my beloved Sonia was trying to update her church's website, and she was struggling with all the issues that come along with that, getting the right people in place, getting the right technology in place, getting the right design in place, getting the right content in place. And then, finally, by the grace of God, she had this new website that was really pretty darn nice. It incorporated pictures and videos, and she could easily update it all by herself, even though she didn't know HTML, the language of the web. And she shared this new website creation with me, and I was really pretty impressed. But there was one issue with it, one real issue that I had with her website. It was better than St. Luke's. And I told her that first admiringly, but then it really sort of started to gnaw at me. You know, and it was sort of like, and then somebody would come to me, "Hey, John, how come we can't do this on our website?" Knowing that she could do it on hers, and I just sort of, little by little, so I knew it was time for us to have a website revamp. I decided it was time to change the website altogether. Her project had given me this seed of an idea, and it was time for this idea to germinate. It was time for this idea to germinate now. Now, the issue was, it wasn't that hard to redesign the website. But our website is actually fairly complex and fairly deep. There's about 75 different pages highlighting the different ministries that you all participate in. It's your fault it's so difficult. There's so much going on here, it takes a lot of work to explain it. So even after getting this basic design down, I was like, okay, I want the website now. I want it in its fully formed, complete, fully loaded way on the web so everybody can see. In fact, last week, I stood here at the announcement. I said, "And next Friday, when you get your weekly email, you'll have a link to the new website." You don't have that link. It's not done yet. But this is how it is. Even I wanted the full thing done now. And I'm pretty confident you can all relate to this in some way, shape, size, or form. When you get an idea about something you want, and something you want to build, and the more you think about it, you kind of want the results now. We're not always patient, not always willing to go through all the steps needed to get to where we want to be, even if we know, especially when we know that the potential is there. And I think sometimes our faith journey is like that too. We want to be closer to God. We want to be in relationship with Jesus. We want to achieve some higher level of transcendence. We want to experience the peace which surpasses all understanding. And we want it now. Our lives demand it now. Because now is when we have the issues. Now is when we're stressed. Now is when we're sick. Now is when we have problems. Now is when our job's not going right. Now is when we want the full, exciting maturity of our faith to carry us through whatever is going on. Right now. Our gospel story today sort of gives us a different perspective on what a maturing faith can look like and does look like, and what it means to grow spiritually. And I got to tell you, this is one of the things I love about the Bible. We get these stories that are thousands of years old, even if they're about some agrarian economy that we don't relate to at all, but they still speak to us today where we are. I mean, Jesus, nowhere in the Gospels does Jesus mention website development. Nowhere does Jesus mention an iPhone, and I've preached about that about every third Sunday. In fact, the only time an Apple product is mentioned anywhere in the Bible, it's early in Genesis, and we're not going into that now. So Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Now, we're going to cover a lot of territory with this little mustard seed and this parable that tells us about the kingdom of God. But what Jesus says in this telling about the mustard seed is that the seed, the smallest of all seeds on the earth, can grow into this great shrub. He just doesn't say when or how long it's going to take. Now, one of the points I want to make about this, one that I make again and again, but I feel like it bears repeating, is about the kingdom of God, and that the kingdom of God is not something out there, but it's something that's in the present. It's the here and now, if we choose to experience it. And yes, with Jesus, we're promised life ever after for eternity, but I'm kind of too impatient to hold that out as the ultimate reason for doing what we do and doing how we do it. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is here. It's the God that we can experience every day. It's the Jesus that we can be in relationship with no matter what's going on. It's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding that holds us in this holy embrace. It's the ongoing creation right outside the door that never ceases to amaze us. This is the kingdom of God that is here. And it's the journey of faith that each of us is on as we work to joyfully seek and serve Jesus with the gifts that we have in the unique way that we can use them. And that kingdom of God is not fully formed. Or more importantly for us, it starts small and is full of huge potential. This small seed, this small mustard seed, maybe 2 millimeters in diameter, can grow into a shrub 20 feet tall with roots that go 60 feet into the ground. I've got a bowl of mustard seeds over here I can show you later. They are not small, they are not big, and the shrub that they grow into is really something quite impressive. The kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God that's here now is like that. It can grow to something beyond anything we can even imagine, beyond our expectations. Unfortunately, none of that happens overnight. Now, look what Jesus says about seeds actually in the first part of the gospel that we read today. The kingdom of God, he says in this, is if someone scattered seed and would rise day and night, day and night, day and night. And only then do you get this small sprout. This kind of growth takes time before we see anything. And it's like this with whatever project we have, whether it's a website or anything that we're working on, we have to work at it. We have to give it some time. Our faith journey is like this too. We have to work on it, give it time until it becomes what it's going to mature into. But we are not patient people. We want the full-blown results ASAP, as soon as possible, right now. We're not always ready and willing to give the energy and time that it takes. But I gotta tell you, I see this gospel story as one that offers us encouragement. Encouragement about what it means to start small and what it can grow into in our faith life. We don't have to have this whole thing figured out right away. It's a wonderful opportunity for us, no matter where we are on our faith journey. Even if you think you're a fully formed Christian and have done everything you can for Jesus your whole life, there's always more opportunity for you, and it always starts with some small step. We have to start small. We have to be patient, and we know that the results, that the change, that the transformation we get to will come, but will only happen over time. I mean, one quick example is prayer. If I had a nickel for every time somebody came up to me and said, well, I'm not going to bother God with that. It's not really a big deal. Okay, I will readily admit that praying for a good parking spot is not the way to eternal glory. But no prayer is too small for God. There is no step that's too small to take in taking the next step with God. There's no seed that's too small to be planted, not knowing just what it might grow into. Look at the potential of the mustard seed. We have to start small. No matter how impatient we are, no matter how much we want to get to the final answer. Now I want to go back a minute to the potential of the mustard seed. It's a story we've actually all heard before. This is one of those rare stories, actually, that appears in all three of the synoptic gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all tell essentially the same story that we heard today. That Jesus tells the disciples this parable, that the kingdom of God is like the mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, and it grows into a bush that's so big the birds of the air can make their nest in it. But a couple of the gospel stories take it a step further, sort of really unleashing for us the potential of this small seed and the steps that it can take. Luke and Matthew both talk about what can happen if we have faith just as small as a mustard seed. Now, Luke says that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to a mulberry tree, be uprooted and thrown into the sea. Which you might think is pretty cool until you read Matthew's gospel that says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there. Not too bad. But the point that Jesus is trying to make, the point that we get from this mustard seed, the point that we get from this story, is that just this small little seed, the starting step, the first things that we have to do, send us on a journey that's almost beyond our imagination. You can have a little bit of faith, but if you don't do anything with it, nothing will happen. Our job is to sow that seed of faith, to scatter it on the ground, to nurture it, to watch it grow. And you know when you've watched anything grow, you can't really see it right in front of you. It takes time and you look back and see how much it's changed. I think about my father's tool room down in the basement of our house in Minnesota where my parents have lived for 35 years. There are marks on one of the pegboard walls where each of his four children and each of his 10 grandchildren have grown, and dag nabbit if my nephew isn't taller than me now. But the point is, if watching any of those children grow, you don't see it, but over time, you know and see that there's that real change. It's a seed that we have to plant and nurture and wait for to see how we are going to be changed, how we are going to be changed with God, how we're going to be transformed into something beyond our imagination or expectation. So many of us, it seems, want more out of our faith lives. We want something that brings us more peace. We want to continue to grow in our relationship with God, in our relationship with Jesus, however we know it. We are on this journey, but my friends, I tell you, whatever that next step is, there is no step that is too small. We need to have the perseverance and the patience, but we know with God, we know by this story, that the potential is all there. Or rather, the potential is all here in the kingdom of God that we share. Amen.